It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Jerry the Monk Hutch has plans to be on the ballot paper for a Dáil seat this May. The Monk has confirmed that he will run in the Dublin Central by-election to fill the seat left empty by former Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue. Now, he confirmed his plans while at a press event to promote The Monk, a play about his life at the Ambassador Theatre in Dublin, which is a laugh in itself. But anyway,
does he mind being called The Monk, by the way, just on a separate issue?
Well, he mustn't be, because he was there at the launch of the thing last night, and it's called The Monk.
But I know back in the day, because I interviewed him once back in the day during one of the drugs marches, and the one thing I will say about him is he always marched against drug dealers' houses in the north inner city, because I used to be on some of those marches. Remember, he used to be a young whippersnapper reporter.
Yeah, I do.
And I remember being told at one time, if you're interviewing him, do not refer to him as The Monk. So maybe he's just grown to like the name, has he?
But he's no choice. That's the name he's associated with.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night at the launch of The Monk, which is a play about his life, it's on in the Ambassador Theatre, he spoke to some reporters. I want you to have a listen to just a little bit of what he said last night. Have a listen. Here we go.
Forget about Gardaí. Well, not interested.
That's
in
fair
Gardaí.
Enough. I won't speak about Gardaí.
Well, I've no interest. I'm not going to answer you.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can answer me whatever
don't
you like.
Don't ask me about Gardaí. This is a play. I'm not interested in Gardaí.
Let's keep this. Let's stick to.
If you ask me, I'm just going to shut up.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you a different question.
Well, don't ask me. I'm not going
to
answer.
We're here about the play.
I'm not answering. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the play is
other
play.
Opportunities. Yeah. Other opportunities.
All due respect, I'll ask him a question and he can answer.
Go on, ask me. Likes.
Gardaí, you're talking about the Hutch organised crime group. Do you know about the Hutch organised crime group? Does it exist as far as
you are at the trial court? Yeah. You recorded, you got everything. Yeah. You heard what the judge said.
Yes. And the judge, Chair, may I ask you, the judge tried to say on the basis of the evidence that you were in control of the weapons.
Well, the judge can say what she likes. You were there, you heard it all.
Yes. You heard it in detail. Do you want to ask?
I got in as a member of the family. Yes. Try nipping in the bud.
So you were
not remember the family.
Yes.
End of.
And you were not in control
Let's
of
move
that's
the center there.
And go on. I'll just call you a dime wash, I call.
Well, I'm not interested in being called a dime wash, but there is a file with the DP about you
there's
being
a file with the DPP to hide the fucking Mount Everest.
Do you deny you're a leader of a crime gang?
So will
I'm no leader of any crime gang. I've never been in a crime gang. The judge said I was a leader of the family.
Yeah.
And I think I labor at that.
All right, so that was Jerry the Monk Hutch speaking at the launch of that play in the Ambassador yesterday.
Okay, so obviously he ran in the last election, which was, 2 years ago now, and didn't get enough votes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he looked, because everybody was following at that time and thought he was going to do really well. But
he got about 3,000 first preference votes, which wasn't bad.
Which was decent.
He was beaten at the last count. He was close, but not close enough. Now, this is going to be the next election that he's running in is a by-election.
Yep.
So there's only one seat up for grabs. All of the main parties will put a candidate up against him. So he's.
So by the way, and that's just so people are clear on this, if you're not in the constituency, you can't vote for him.
No, obviously.
Well, it's not obvious. Was someone messaging on their Facebook page from Wexford saying he's going to get my vote? Well, he's not going to get your vote.
No.
So unless you're in the constituency, you won't be able to vote for him. So the question is, well, it's two questions, yeah? If you are in Hutch's constituency, yeah, will you vote for him in this by-election?
And I have another question to ask, though. Would you like to see, even if you're not in the constituency, would you like to see somebody like Jerry the Monk Hutch?
What do you mean somebody like? What does that mean, somebody like?
Okay, would you like to see Jerry the Monk Hutch as a TD in Dáil Éireann? That's the question.
And if so, why? And the argument that's been coming in for the last hour, before we even started recording this podcast, is, well, he's better than any of the criminals in the Dáil. Now, can I just say, to the best of my knowledge, and again, I'm open to correction. If someone wants to correct me, I'm happy to take it on the chin. As far as I'm aware, there are no convicted criminals in the Dáil.
And not that I'm aware of either.
Now, I may be wrong. Now, I know Hutch, he's a criminal figure, But if you look at his convictions, a lot of his convictions are from when he was younger. So he doesn't have any major convictions of the last few years. Obviously, a lot of people would ask, where did he get all his money from? Because I can't afford a place in Lanzarote.
No, nor can I.
So where did he get all that money from? He claims it came from property, but you have to buy property to make money off property. You know, it doesn't just fall.
There's also another issue that the Criminal Assets Bureau is chasing Jerry the Monk Hutch for €790,000 for undeclared miscellaneous income between 2006 and 2010. €790,000 is what CAB is looking for. Now, the question again is, would you like to see Jerry Hutch as a TD in Dáil Éireann? Now, he mightn't be from your constituency, but he would be one of our many TDs.
And if so, why? And remember this as well, if he does get a seat in the Dáil, what power would he actually have? You see, here's my thing. I don't have the issue about the dodgy past and the criminal past and stuff like that. I wouldn't have as much issue with that as he doesn't seem to know what he would do. Did you hear the other interview that he did yesterday evening? And I think one of the interviewers asked him, you know, if you what's your mandate? You know, if you got in,
what are you running on?
And he more or less said, add the same as last time, but I'll add a few more things in. I mean, that's not really good enough, is it?
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, we would love to hear from you. 085-825-2626. Before I take our first call, I want to make a very quick phone call to the winner of today's travel mug. Our Opinions Matter travel mugs, we're giving away one very regularly on the podcast, and I'm going to ring the winner of today's one before we take your calls.
Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Beth, please?
This is Beth.
How are you, Beth? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you?
I'm good, Adrian. Thank you so much. I'm very good. Thank you. Yes.
Great to hear. Well, Beth, I'm ringing you with some good news. You entered our competition on the most recent episode of the podcast for one of our exclusive travel mugs. And we asked a very simple question, which was, where is the mosque that Jeremy was talking about on the last episode? Whereabouts is that?
At Clonskee.
At Clonskee is the right answer. Well done, Beth. You've just won an exclusive Opinions Matter travel mug, which we will pop in the post to you today. Where do you live?
I'm in Kildare.
You're in Kildare. Well, it's great to have you as a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast. I hope you're enjoying it.
Oh, I've listened to you for years now. Years.
You're very good.
A long time. Well, yeah.
Beth, we're going to throw one of those mugs in the post to you today, and hope you enjoy your coffee out of it.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much, Adrian. Thank you.
And keep listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. We have another one of our travel mugs to give away before the end of this episode.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Would you like to see Jerry the Monk Hutch as a TD in Dáil Éireann? That is the question that we're asking you. And if so, why? John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you getting on?
Good, John.
I'd love to see him. I'd love to see him at the Dáil. You know, he's obviously not my constituency, but why wouldn't you? You know, this guy has, he's seen it all. He's seen what everybody else is in the Dáil has seen. You know, why wouldn't he be a good candidate in the Dáil? The only reason why the scum of the Dáil don't want him in is because they don't like him and they hate the guy, you know.
Could it be that they hate everything that he stands for and every association that he has with criminality and all of that?
I know what Jeremy said earlier on at the start there, and I don't want to hear that he says he's sure down straight away, but it is Opinions Matter. They're not scumbags in the Dáil anyway. You know what I mean? There's no better than anybody in the Dáil than there is Jerry the Monk Hutch. Like, you know what I mean? So you can play that game all you like, but there's nobody different than anybody in that Dáil. I'd rather see him in the Dáil than the scum that's up there. And that's how straight. At least he do something for his constituency and his community. The likes of these arseholes ruining the fucking Ireland of Ireland for everybody else that lives here.
So you believe that Jerry Hutch
is no worse than any other TD in Dáil Éireann.
Absolutely, Adrian. Absolutely. 100 million percent. And I'd love to see the guy take the seat. As you said there, he didn't do too bad the last time.
And
he really didn't.
And what part of his political mandate did you take to the most that you said, oh yeah, I'll vote for him because he said he would do this and that? What did he say?
He's been great for the early in the past, and he's been proven on that.
No, but what did he say he would do if he got a Dáil seat that's after pricking your ears up and going, oh, I'll vote for him? He said,
well, so what did the rest of them say?
No, but
we'll make this country better again. They didn't have bollocks.
No, but you're not saying you'll vote for them. You'll say you will vote for Jerry, or you would vote for Jerry.
I would give him a chance. Of course I would.
But what?
Wouldn't I give him a chance? He deserves a chance.
Well, no, I'll give someone a chance if they say something. They say, if I get in, I promise to do X, Y, Z, yeah?
But that's the thing, you see, Jeremy. You know, we have to give him a fucking chance. He hasn't got a chance yet.
No, but then... You're
knocking him from the start. You know what I mean? I knew you would anyway. You know what I mean?
I'm not knocking him at all.
Yeah, you do. No, you fucking hate the chap. I know you do.
But don't put words in my mouth. I don't actually like the chap. I think he's a great character and stuff like that. But I'm talking about, from a political standpoint, what has he said that he will do? Because I want to get to this in a second. Because I believe the majority of people who say, I'd vote for him, don't know their ass and their elbow. And they know they're only saying that as an anti-government thing.
He hasn't done that because he's not being voted in.
Listen to me. What did he say in all these speeches you heard of his? What did he say he would do that made you go, he's the man for me?
He is the man for me. Of course he is.
But what did he say that...
In other words, what do you think he could bring to the table? What do you think...
That's not the question.
Well, I would think, Adrian and Jeremy, the two of you there annoying the fuck out of me already. The fact of the matter is, this guy hasn't got a chance to say or do fuck all. Sorry. The fact of the matter is, if he gets a chance to do it, I think he will. I think that a lot of people in the NRC will vote for him this time around. And I've no doubt about it. He will do a better job on what the scummy bastards that are up in the Dáil doing at the moment. That's my point is, Jeremy. You know, when you keep switching it back on me,
I'm simply asking you what he... And you can't answer the question. I'll ask you one more time and then I'll just get fed up with it.
No, I'm not answering the question. Move on. It's a reasonable question,
John. What is it that you believe I'll rephrase this.
I do believe he'll do a better job than any one of them in the inner city will do at the moment that are in there.
Okay, but what did he say?
He didn't say anything to me. I didn't hear him saying fuck all.
So he didn't say anything?
Didn't hear them saying anything. Now, so what did anybody say? That they run for the fucking election and they're voted for, they get a seat, and then they start doing this shit. You know how this works. Don't be treating me like a two-year-old, Jeremy.
You're acting like a two-year-old.
This is what you always do. The fact of the matter is, back to the equation here.
Listen to me. In politics, whether it's local politics, whether it's a general election, whether it's a presidential election, normally what a candidate will do is set out their mandate, and they'll say, here's what I want to do. If I get elected, I want to do X, Y, and Z. And then you go, gee, so say for instance if there was a general election coming up next year, yeah? And
I know how this works, Jeremy.
I don't think you do.
I fucking do. I've been on this planet long enough to know.
Say if there was a general election next year and Sinn Féin said, Mary Lou went on television and she said...
They've said it all. Look at them now, the stupid cunts. They've made a bollocks of the country.
Sinn Féin have never been in Paris. How could they make a bollocks of the country?
Sinn Féin have made a ball to this country and about their false promises. Hold on.
They've
never been in Paris.
We're getting totally...
They're empowered, but the false promises that they promised the community, the false promises that Sinn Féin done, and every other scumbag guy that said that they do this, they'll do that for the people of Ireland, they'll do that for the people of Dublin. Not one of them has followed out on their fucking truths.
And what makes you think that Jerry Hutch will be any better?
Listen, I said Adrian, and I will say it again, we'll give him a fucking chance. So why not? Everybody, the other cunt clown got a chance up in the government, up in the Dáil, and look at them. They made a fucking shish out of the whole place. So, like, why not give him a chance? Why not give him one chance? You know, we can do it here. Oh. We've nothing to lose at this stage.
Well, you don't know what he wants to do. You haven't been able to tell me one... And I'm sorry I have to keep on coming back to this.
I've got to keep shouting now. I'm not answering your question, honest to God.
Anyway, Jeremy, the bottom line is he's not in his constituency anyway.
But he would be very happy
to see him as a TD in Dáil Éireann.
I would like to see him what he would do. Right, okay, there we go. I would would like to see what he would do for his constituency. I've no doubt about it that he will see his constituency right and the inner city people right. You know, as I said, with the false promises and the false fucking shite that's coming out of Dáil every day of the week and every month of the week. Look at the state of this country the way it is. We're supposed to have fucking, supposed to be rich. We're supposed to have this, we're supposed to have that. I've never seen the kids so bad in all my life. There's kids having kids in backs of bedrooms and fucking all. They should be well housed by now. They should have well been able to hold a mortgage.
Jerry Hutch might be able to do something about all of that.
I'm not saying Jerry Hutch will single handle you and agent. What I'm saying is give them a chance.
Okay,
you know,
stay there for a second. Let me go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
How's it going, Adrian? You well?
Good, thanks, Dave. Well, Dave, what did you want to say on this? Jerry Hutch running for election.
I don't know. You know, I just can't see. He won't get in anyway. You know what I mean? Because people will just vote against him. But the likes of that boy John there, like, I mean, Jerry may ask him a question and he simply cannot answer the question because he has no idea. He's just trying to vote for this fairy tale fucking Hutch guy, you know, that he's the man in Dublin and all. But he hasn't said one thing that he's actually going to do, though.
No, and can I tell you, he probably won't. Right up until election day.
Exactly.
I don't remember any commitments or promises that he made running for the last election, so I can't imagine he's going to make any promises. But
now he's not. Like, I'm in Wicklow, so I won't be voting for him anyway. I wouldn't vote for him anyway. But like the likes of John there that says, "Oh, he's definitely got my vote." But why has he got your vote? Like?
Because everybody else has said you already got a chance at it. And look at the balls he made of it. Look at this fucking shit that this country's in. As I'm saying to you already, why wouldn't you give him a chance? You know, why wouldn't you see what he's going to do? I'm sure they do a lot better than what these assholes are doing.
Well, okay, but what if he turned around and said about immigration? Say he said, oh, listen, we're not bringing in enough you know, immigration, we're going to increase that by 100,000. Would you vote for him then?
You'd be fucking sick, wouldn't you? You'd be sick as I would be, you know?
Yeah, but would you vote for him then? You see, it wouldn't. Like, what happens?
No, that's the thing, you see. We already have the scumbags, as I said, in Dáil Éireann. Bringing these people in, buying hotels for people that shouldn't be even fucking here. You know what I mean?
So, you see, you're going to be voting for someone then you don't even know what to vote for.
But that's the fact of the matter. He's only the fucking thing that he was going to run for the boy election seat.
Will he give him a chance?
You know, he's all jumping the gun here. He's only the same. He's fucking running for the seat. Give him a chance there to get his fucking life in order there, will you? But the fact of the matter is,
you know,
I'm saying to you,
Why
do you think this country's in the shithole it is today? You know,
people that I do vote for actually has a plan and they say, well, look, if I get into government,
they don't. See, that's the thing. You know, you have to put a plan in action, and I'm sure he will.
Dave, let me ask you. Obviously, he's not in your constituency or whatever, but would you or how would you feel if Hutch got in? Yeah.
To be honest, I don't really know because I thought, look, he could be saying, you know what, yeah, let's sort this out or let's sort that out. And you know what, I might then turn around and I might vote for him. But the fact is that he's not actually saying anything. It's just like the man John there is just going to vote for him just for the fact he's Jerry Hutch. You know what I mean? I could be running for the Dáil now and I'd be in the same place as Jerry Hutch. Like, I'm not going to say what I'm going to do.
You have to map out what you're going to do. Give the man a chance, as I said. You know what I mean? These things take time. Sure, didn't Sinn Féin clear not bring... Hold on, and I'm going to educate you here now. Sinn Féin didn't even bring out their own plans. They didn't bring out the plans and you remember that, I do too. Then they put the plan out and then they told everybody what they were going to do. You know? So look, give the man a chance. Give him the vote. Give him the vote, number one. So look, as I say, can't do any worse than what's up there, can we?
Yeah, but I mean, would you vote for me if I went in?
I don't see why I wouldn't. You know what I mean? If you were going and you're going to look after the people of Dublin and you're going to do this and that, I've no problem in doing this. Of course I would. You know what I mean? I don't know you from Adam, but I'd have to know something about you, you know? But you know what another thing is? And I'll tell you this. I would love to see the fucking smirk on their faces. And I tell you, to be over the other side of that.
So
face,
there you go, John.
Hold on, John.
If Jerry the Mulconish was arriving there at them Dáil gates
and walking in with his briefcase, hit that fucking ground.
So you've said,
and I tell you what, I'd be giving the fingers to the TV and every
so
TV on the clip.
It's an anti. Okay, so you want,
I would be fucking loving it.
You want to vote for someone.
You may as well vote for Susan Boyle.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you what, again, she'd probably do a better fucking job.
So that's it. Basically, you're right, Dave. John, basically, if, you know, if one of the Teletubbies was running in the election, John would vote.
John do a better job.
No, he'd
do a better job.
He'd literally vote for them because he hates everybody and it's an
not at all. Not at all. You know quite well what I'm talking about, Jeremy.
It's an
what future has your kids got in this country? The kid of a cook. Nobody has a chance in this kid. Nobody. Everybody's legging it. Everybody's fucking going abroad.
But
anybody can't. Nobody can afford a house. Geez. You need three and four people to get a fucking mortgage.
You bought a house.
Get a fucking.
No, it's gonna be so much better if they're together.
Seriously.
Sorry, you said that nobody can afford a house. You bought a house a couple of months ago. So what are you moaning about?
I had money from the other house, but the fact don't be bringing me into this. Four people for a mortgage. Who the fuck allowed that? How is that allowed? I tell you why it was allowed.
Hold on,
answer my own question, Jeremy and Adrian. All these new fucking friends of yours coming into the country, letting four people go for a mortgage. That's fucking why. That's why. But I tell you what, the normal Dublin or the normal Joe Soap couple out there that can't afford a fucking pot to piss in, saving every penny that they get, can't get on a fucking mortgage ladder.
And how is Jerry Hutch going to? Is Jerry Hutch going to make affordable housing for all over the country?
I don't know what the fuck is going to. Like, we just keep bringing this back. I don't know how we keep coming back to this.
Because you haven't got a breeze what you're talking about.
I fucking have. I haven't got a breeze. My fucking 2-year-old niece could tell you better what this country needs.
Let me ask you then, John. Somebody listening to us right now who lives in the Dublin Central constituency, are you saying to them, please vote for Jerry?
I fucking sure am. Absolutely. I've never said a bleeding better word. Please do vote for the guy and give me a fucking chance. I would have lived there and so would all my family, and encourage everybody.
Okay, so John, let's just take an example. I live in Summerhill in the north inner city, yeah, and you're canvassing for Jerry, yeah? And you knock on my door, and I answer and go, hey, how are you? And you say, I want you to give Jerry Hutch your number one vote. My next question would be, okay?
Yeah. Why?
My next question...
I'm not in it. Obviously, he's going to get a company going. He's going to get his house in order. Jerry the Monk Hutch is going to get whatever he's getting to help his campaign. He's going to push in place what he's going to do for the inner city. He hasn't done that yet, and I get that. But here, don't be jumping, you know, but don't be putting the fucking donkey before the cart. You know, just give him a break there. You know, he has to do what he has to do. Everybody has to put in place what they're going to do.
Stay there for a second. Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Sorry, I can't come on. Well, I have no actual problem with Jerry Hutch running, and if he gets in, he gets in. But like you said, what's his policies? And his lack of answering questions, he sounds more and more like a politician every day anyway. My kind of issue is this. I think he's a plant, in all fairness. I think he's put in there to keep Maliki Steenson out of it all. I think that's all this is for. It's to keep Maliki, because they're terrified of Maliki. Jerry has no policies. He has no plan. He doesn't know how government works. Maliki is the complete opposite, and he's the danger. And I think that's why Jerry's running. I think he's in cahoots. Now, conspiracy theory, all you like, but that's what makes sense to me. I know he got close in the last election, but as Jeremy said, and I do hate to agree with the fucker, people that have voted for him don't even question what his policies are. They're just going to vote. And I can understand why, as an anti-government vote. But to me, it makes more sense to get Maliki in. So, you know, if it comes down to the town, I could much prefer Maliki going in. But like I said, I have no problem with Jerry running. He's perfectly entitled to, and he's sounding more and more like a politician every day. I refuse to answer questions. Cheers, boys.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland.
About opinions.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Good, lad.
Sean, would you vote for Jerry the Monk Hutch? Do you think people in the constituency of Dublin Central should vote for him?
Well, we just look at the last election, lads, and I met how close he was to getting on the ballot papers. And I think this time around he'll have a better chance, definitely.
Would you vote for him?
I would, yes. Even though I'm not from the city centre, but I think it'd be good for the city centre to have a voice like Jerry Hutch in the Dáil, the voice for the people, yes?
And, if you were in the constituency, you would vote for him. Why?
Because I believe what we have in the Dáil at the minute, there's no one there that has a backbone to stand up to these people in the suits. And I believe the likes of Jerry or Maliki, any one of them two, I'd be happy to go into. Your man Ray, the Lord Mayor, I wouldn't want him in there. But Maliki or Jerry, I'd be quite happy to vote them in and see what they do. all this about is past. Sure, there's TDs in the Dáil that have a bad past. Look at your man, Desi Ellis. He was caught years ago putting bombs in tellies, and he's now a TD. So doesn't, he just can't keep winning his past. Look.
I know the history of people like Desi Ellis, but they would argue, or he would argue, that was political. It was
during the trouble.
Desi Ellis worked for the IRA, and everyone hates Desi Ellis.
I know all that, but the fact of the matter is that they would argue that was a freedom fight. That was a war.
But Jerry Hutch has never quitted or named to be a part of this gang. He got away with the Bonington shooting, even though the police and the papers put out it was him. He went to a court and he got away with it. So, Desi Ellis actually served time in prison for putting bombs in tellies, and he's still in power, but you don't see anyone trying to get Desi Ellis out. But because it's Jerry Hutch with his name and the feuds and all, why not let him put his name forward, see what his policies are, and as I said, if his policies are good, vote for him and see if he's better than what we have in here. Him or Stenson, I'd be quite happy to run for Canada.
Yeah, but we said it as well, and we've asked everybody. Like, we asked John there about 20 times what policy that Jerry Hutch has.
Hold on, Jerry. Yeah, I know you've asked John, but Jerry Hutch only came out last night and saying he's going to put his name forward. So as the last caller said, give him a few weeks to put his policies in place, and then if people don't like his policies, they won't vote
for
him.
We've been told
by people that are already in power they're going to do A, B and C until they get voted in, and the minute they get voted in, A, B and C is just pushed under the carpet give a fuck if they're in power.
No, but my point is, everybody over the last 24 hours has been saying online and on their Facebook page, he has my number one vote, and my point is, how can someone have your number one? It'd be like, and I'll simplify it for people, it'd be like watching The X Factor, yeah? And someone comes on The X Factor, and before they even open their mouth to sing, people start voting for, oh yeah, he's going to be a great singer. You don't vote for someone until you find out what they're about. So why are all these ticks? And that's what they are.
This was the same last year in the general election. Like, he told people voted for him. He was so close to getting voted. The only reason he didn't get in is because other parties actually get the votes to the girl. Other than that, Jerry Hutch would have been in power this year.
You also believed that Conor McGregor was going to be our next president and that he was going to be a great
president.
And
I believe the media also turned around on Conor. And like what the media are trying to do here, they're trying to put a narrative out on Jerry Hutch to not run for Yoke. Why not let him run? The people in suits that are in the Dáil are the ones that ruined this country, not Jerry Hutch and his crime. What
he's
all saying he is.
Okay, just reading from his last election poster. I'm not sure if he's going to use the same ones this time. His last election poster said, "Vote number one, Gerard Hutch. We need change and I'm your man." I'd love to know what that means.
Well, we will find out in the coming weeks when he actually officially puts his name forward. He'll have to give us his policies. But as I said,
Sean, he ran for the last election. I couldn't tell you what his policies were.
Okay, so he didn't tell anyone any policies last year, but look how close he got. So if he comes out and starts giving, well, I'm going to stop immigration, I'm going to stop this, I'm going to stop that, I think he'll get more votes. This is the problem. If he comes out and says, I'm going to stop immigration, I'm going to stop homeless in the city centre, I don't want people, Irish people on the streets, he will get more votes and get put in. So as he said, let time heal, let him put his policies out there, and then let the people go to the vote and give their opinion.
All right, stay there for one second.
What's the big deal with having Jerry Hutch as a nowadays, looking in Britain, in Birmingham, just people that have got done fucking terrorist attacks are now running for MPs. This seems to be a normal thing now. People that had a background crime.
Okay, so would you be happy to see somebody who the Criminal Assets Bureau is still chasing for nearly 800 grand? Would you like to see somebody like that in Dáil Éireann?
I would, yeah, because there's politicians in Dáil Éireann that are doing backhanders left, right and centre that probably cost this taxpayers more than 800 grand, but nothing comes to light about it. So, yes, I have no problem seeing Jerry Hutch. Let us see his policies. Let us put the vote to the table. If he gets voted in, happy days. If he's not, it's going to be someone else that's either licking the government's arse. Because who else are you going to put in there? You have Maliki. I put Maliki in. I put Jerry Hutch in. I would not put Lord Mayor Ray into it. He's a fucking asshole.
All right, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me bring in Sean.
Lads, what's the actual point in voting an independent in? I'm not even saying I disagree with everything Jerry Hutch is saying, That's not what I'm on about. But what's the plan after that? Because realistically, on their own, what are they going to get done? You need numbers. You need backing. You need a party behind you to actually pass anything. I just think people need to actually research politics before they vote, instead of just going off a name or a headline, you know?
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Angela.
Oh, my God. Did you see Jerry Hutch last night at the new
launch? Yeah, we played it earlier on in the podcast. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then he called into Eason's to buy a book called Policies for Dummies, because he hasn't a clue. He hasn't a clue. Like, as you said, can one person come on here now and tell us what he ran for the last time?
No, I certainly can't.
They can't. And people think, oh, he's going to come in and make a change. How the hell is Jerry Hutch going to stop immigration? How the hell is Jerry Hutch going to, you know, stop, going to help people buy houses? The only way he'll do that is take his 800 grand and buy a house for someone. That's the only way he'll do it. It's all publicity for him.
Why would he do it, though? Why would he do it for publicity? What's in it for him, considering the hard time that he gets from reporters anytime he opens his gob?
Yeah. Why was Conor McGregor looking to run for presidency? Does nobody look at this? Like, Conor McGregor gets done in civil court for rape, and next Sunday he's running for president.
Okay, so you think this and McGregor are just ego-tripping publicity stunts, are they?
Ego-tripping, that's all it is, absolutely.
Well, there you are, Sean, an ego-tripping publicity stunt.
I had this debate with you before about McGregor. I don't think McGregor needs publicity, and I surely don't think Jerry Hutch needs it either. The last thing he wants is reporters at his face all the time.
Why did McGregor withdraw his name? Why did he withdraw his name then, after all the shit that he spouted for a long time?
Because he probably knew he wasn't going to get in. But he doesn't need publicity from anyone. He's the most followed Irish man on fucking Instagram, which is stuff. He doesn't need publicity. And Jerry Hutch does not need it. What we need is a voice for Dublin and a voice for Irish people. And Jerry Hutch would be a perfect one. Same with Stenson. They'd be great for the people of Ireland. That's what we need. More people in the door that's going to open the mouth to the government.
Ireland. What about all the people he robbed from?
What about
all the people that he stole from?
What about all the people that he helped over the years with Christmas, giving them money when they were struggling? Because their government wouldn't do that. What about that? See, this is the problem. You like saying all the bad things about him. Yeah. Start mentioning the decent things the man does.
Once a thief, always a thief. Once a scumbag, always a scumbag.
That's your opinion. I don't think that.
It is my opinion.
Sure. Let me ask you, 40,000 people that voted for him last year don't think that.
If you bring anyone from the inner city,
they love Jerry Hutch because of what he does for the community. Okay, same with McGregor. They look after their own people.
Okay. Tell me one policy that he ran for last year.
I don't know his policies, but he'd be there. You get what I mean? He's going to have to win with another party.
Did you tell me
a policy with your man. The Lowry group got in with the doll. He was done there only a few months ago for lying to an Oireachtas, and that's acceptable.
Yes or no, did you vote for him?
Sorry?
Did you vote for him?
I didn't vote for Jerry last year, no, because I had to look after my own constituency, because I had my own place to look after.
Okay. But I wanted to get the own CD into my area.
I didn't have to worry about
city centre. Would you have voted for him?
I will vote for him this year if he gets on the ballot paper, yes.
Okay, yeah. And you don't know what he's standing for?
I don't care. He can't be any worse than people are in Angela, the Lowry group were caught lying on a tribunal trial, and he's now in party.
Angela, the argument here is from a lot of people, and you've heard them saying it, he would be better than half the clowns that are in Dáil Éireann, and give him a chance. What do you say to the 3,000 people who actually gave him a first preference vote in the last election?
At least someone that's going in there can spell Oireachtas, because I guarantee you Jerry Hutch can't.
Yeah, quite possibly not. I don't know whether that's not fair,
Dad, to say that people
he's
just
uneducated.
Be, yeah, but that's not fair to say that people shouldn't be in politics if they like. You look at, and I'm not saying she's uneducated, but if you look at Senator Lynn Ruane,
right.
You know, had a very tough start to her life, yeah?
Yeah.
Wouldn't be your typical politician. She is absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not comparing Linda Whelan, by the way, to Jerry Hutch. But I'm just
saying. I was going to say, is she a thief? Is she a scumbag?
No.
Has she been involved in murders? Has she been involved in,
Well, there's nothing to suggest, by the way, that Jerry Hutch has been involved in any of that as well.
Yes, that he got found not guilty. But the judge did turn around and say that he's the one that had the three guns. What's he got guns for?
Obviously, listening to you, you would despair if he was elected.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't like it. You're giving out that there are scum inside the Dáil, and now you want to actually vote Morgan. For God's sake, are you not seeing how hypocritical that is? You're all saying that they're all scum inside there. So what you want to do is go and vote Morgan. For God's sake. Like Malachy Stevenson. Okay, I don't agree with all of his policies, but by God, he's a very intelligent man who will fight for his people. Jerry Hutch, what will he do? What will he do?
No,
he hasn't a clue with the law. He hasn't a clue. That's what I'm saying.
No, and I get you. The people that voted for him last time, if you were to sit them all, if you were to put them all in this podcast now and ask them, why did you vote? They would just say, because he's not like the rest or because he's a decent fella. Yeah. And in fairness, he probably is a decent fella and he has done a lot for the inner city. You know, he paid for that boxing club in the inner city as well. So he has done. But I think if you were to ask these people what's his mandate, they wouldn't even know what the word mandate was. And in fairness...
The thing is, right, if I won the lotto in the morning and decided to set up, let's say a rugby club as well, a rugby club for kids who, aren't that well off, who were brought up on blah, 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 does that mean that I should become a TD? Does it? No.
Okay, do me a favour, Angela. Stay with me for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's bring in Martin with his opinion.
Afternoon, lads. Great show. I'm not from the area, but I can see why people would vote for him, especially when there's a lot of discontent around the major parties at the minute. Obviously, he's got a checkered past, but so do many people that run for election. I mean, Gerry Adams was a TD, and it was alleged that he was head of the IRA, which is a terrorist organisation, but he still got in, and he was able to be a TD. Although he had no criminal convictions, unlike Jerry Hutch. But I think with the discontent there is, he has a chance. Don't think he'll get in. But, you're saying there he's not saying much. He did a podcast with Nicola Tallant there before the last election. And he said what people are thinking. He says, come here if you want, or bring your toolbox. And that's what the average Joe Soap is saying. Don't mind who comes here as long as they're here to work and here to contribute. So, as they keep saying, he can't be any worse than what's up there.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Henry. What did you want to say on this? Jerry Hutch is running for election.
Yeah, I know. What do you say to that? You take John there now and Sean, they're saying, give him a chance because sure, the rest of the people in the Dáil are just bad anyway. I mean, that's not good enough, really. Like, and they're all saying, he done an awful lot for the inner city and all that. Sure, Pablo Escobar done an awful lot for the people of Minidane, built churches, built soccer stadiums and all that. And what did he do? He went around, terrorised the streets of Minidane with his drugs, blew up aircraft to get at a person. He done everything like that. I mean, as what Angela said there now a while ago, she said, you want to get rid of scumbags in the Dáil, as you claim, but why do you want to get rid of them when you want to put more in? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Sean, what do you say to that? We're talking about clearing
out. First of all, Jerry Hutch is nowhere near Pablo Escobar, so he's talking off the Richter scale there. And secondly, lads, why not give the man a chance? He you're talking about everyone saying that the people in the Dáil are scumbags, but the people in the Dáil are scumbags that will rob their own people. Jerry Hutch is probably a scumbag that will not rob his own people. He will help his own people. That's the difference between the two scumbags, my friend.
Oh, really? Yeah. So that's why he went around Tara. That's why him. Why don't you just shut up now and listen, right?
So I'm not telling the coaches like you.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you uneducated.
Yeah, you prick. But I no. you're one of these farmers that probably wanted the Brazilian beef in as well, eh, you tick?
Yeah, I'm not a farmer, Jerry, so fuck you. Yeah, so whatever. Look, can I just speak to her, Adrian? You know, this guy's a fucking arsehole. Yeah, he was
a bad guy. He's an arsehole that gets Jerry and Adrian interviewers, all right? So you'll always hear me on the podcast. What's your point in any of your culty fuck?
Well, if you shut up, I'll fucking tell you.
I'll fucking tell you. Are you an Audi as well? I'll put a bomb down your knickers.
Getting a bit silly now.
Yeah, look, he's just a fool anyway. Look, you see, the thing is, right, with your man Hutch, right? Okay, if he's an ordinary person, he's not, like, why do you have to go into hiding from the Kinahan cartel? Nobody goes into hiding from the Kinahan cartel unless you're up to something bad. I mean, he went into hiding because he was involved in a bloody feud.
So let me ask you then, Henry, how would you feel? Is there much of a chance of him getting in? Well, who knows? Time will tell. What is your feeling on, or what would your feeling be if somebody like Jerry Hutch was to get elected?
I say it'll be bad anyway, because you see, why would you put somebody who has a track criminal record like that into the Dáil when you say you want to get rid of corruption? Does that make sense to you? It doesn't. Like you say you want to get rid of scumbags in the Dáil, you say there are criminals in the Dáil, right? But I would say to the likes of Sean and John, show me evidence that guys in the Dáil are actually criminals and have actually broken the law.
Okay, well, when you hear people saying, I give him a chance, or we need change, and he's the man to deliver that change, what do you say to those people?
No, because here's the thing, right? If you were to put, if you were to put an average footballer, average amateur footballer into a Man United team, say, all right, give him a chance, you wouldn't, because he's not experienced enough. You know, like, if you look at his policies, what are his policies? Nothing. It's just a blank page.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Henry, for your call. Our number is 0858252626. Nicola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nicola?
Hi, I'm good. I just want to come in there and just say, I think Jerry is brilliant.
Why? What's brilliant about him?
He's just a very good man. I know him personally, and he's a gentleman. And I think he'd stand up for Ireland, because at the time of this, the government is doing nothing for us, and nothing in this country will happen. And I don't know. I just think he'd be very good in the Dáil.
What do you think he would bring to the Dáil? What do you think would be refreshing about
him? I think he'd bring the Irish people what they want.
And what do the Irish people want?
We don't want our Irish on the streets when there's foreign people coming into the country.
And do you think that's what Jerry will stand for?
Yes.
And are you in his constituency, or the constituency that he's running in?
Yes.
And will he have your number one vote?
Yes.
And
most.
Okay. And when you hear a lot of people saying he's got a dodgy past, we don't want criminals like him in Dáil Éireann, what do you say to those people?
There's already criminals in it.
And that's your answer, is it?
Yeah, and the past is the past.
So leave the past in the past and
get on with the future and get Ireland back the way it was.
And Jerry's the man for the job.
Yes, most definitely.
But you do think, and again, Nicola, it's your right to vote wherever you want. You do believe, you do understand, Nicola, that if he does get a Dáil seat, he's literally an independent. He's one person. He's not going to be able to solve all of Ireland's problems as one man there.
He might be able to solve a bit of it better than what they're doing at the moment.
And which problem? Because I'm sure you'll hear this. Someone, I'm sure, will tell him about
the
it.
The people of Ireland are living on the street and dying on the street. There's kids homeless.
And you obviously believe...
And people are coming into foreign countries and getting hotels and getting housing. How does that happen?
And you believe that Jerry is the man to finally shake it up?
I believe Jerry is the man to do it.
All right, thanks
and
very
I
much.
And I guarantee he'll do it.
All right, thanks, Nicola.
Nice to meet you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
There you go. It's Jerry's vote.
Number one vote for Jerry. Now, before we go, we have another one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs to give away. These are exclusive Opinions Matter merchandise.
Yes.
You can only get them from us here, obviously.
No, you can buy coffee cups pretty much in most
shops. No, you can't get one of these orange ones with the Opinions Matter logo on it.
I'm sure this is in a shop that sells
No, not with this one. Anyway, we have a question for you for our competition today. If you'd like to win one of our mugs.
Yeah, no, can I ask? This is a very simple question. Okay,
go on, yeah.
Can I just ask this question?
Yeah, ask
away. What colour? Yeah?
Yeah.
What colour are the Opinions Matter
coffee
mugs?
I just said it a second ago.
There you go. You still have to get there. Like, it is.
That's such a simple question. I only literally gave the answer there a second ago.
But I only give the answers anyway beforehand.
Oh, okay.
Will I give a different one?
No, that'll do.
No, but sure, just make. What difference does it make?
What colour are the orange Opinions Matter mugs? If you know the answer, send it to 085 825 2626. That's all you have to do, okay?
Somebody just said.
What?
So the last caller we had on,
yeah.
Lovely woman,
Nicola,
Nicola is her name.
Yeah.
And somebody's just said, was that Nicola Talent you had on?
No, I don't think
it was. Do you want to address
that? No, it wasn't Nicola Talent, no. Anyway,
although, yeah, Nicola and Jerry are actually quite...
They're best buddies.
Well, I wouldn't say they're best buddies. But yeah, they get on quite well, don't they?
Anyway, if you would like to win yourself an Orange Opinions Matter mug, or travel mugs, WhatsApp us to 085-825-2626 and tell us what colour they are. That's it. With your name.
What colour the orange mugs are.
Exactly. Send it in to us right now to 085-825-2626 and get it in to us before 1 o'clock on the 13th of February. Okay, if you don't get it in by 1 o'clock on the 13th of February, you're too late.
All messages sent after them will be charged with
it's only a WhatsApp. They don't cost a penny. They literally cost zero. Send us WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.